Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi Aleph. We left off on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, V'Rabbi Yonasan, three lines from the bottom of the page at the end of the line. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, the Neshama Shav, and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Deer, Zichrono Levracha, Noach Ben Meshulam Shraga, whose sixth yard site is today, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah, and we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today, it's going to be one big daf of drashas, meaning we have several psukim in the parsha of Nesachim, and we have a lot of drashas about which karbanos require Nesachim and which karbanos do not require Nesachim. So the whole daf is just the drashas, utilizing the Torah Shemal Peh to be able to derive the halachas from the Torah Shebichsav in terms of what does and does not require Nesachim. So we're going to talk about how we know that one who commits to bring a karbanola doesn't have to bring both tzon and bakar. That's going to be related to a conversation we finished with yesterday. Then we're going to talk about the function of the word ola in the pasuk about Nesachim. Then we're going to talk about what we learn from each time the word o appears in the parsha of Nesachim. Then the Gemara is going to have the limud that the chatas and the yashim of a mitzora require Nesachim, even though most of the time a chatas and a nasham do not require Nesachim. And we just keep going through the whole parsha and all the way till the Mishnah on Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. So we left off at V'Rabbi Yonasan. So we had said yesterday that one might have thought that since the Torah tells us Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem mina behema mina bakar u mina tzon, that I might have thought that if a person says Harei Alei Ola, that he has to bring both bakar and tzon. And that's why the pasuk has to say mina bakar o mina tzon, that you bring one or the other. So the Gemara is just going to question that hava amina. Is that true? That naturally I would have thought that it means both, that when the Torah lists two things, it means both, not this or that. It means this and that. So says Gemara of Rabbi Yonasan, lama likra, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it means this or that? After all, ha'amar achivrulcha kosov yachtav, in a different context, by Mekal Lav V'Imo, Rabbi Yonasan holds that the Torah always means this or that, unless it says Yachtav. Only when it says Yachtav does it mean this and that. So why do I need a drasha to tell me it means this or that? It doesn't say Yachtav. It's automatic that it's Bakar or Tzon. Say Answer Gemara, no, it's Tzrich. Salka Dayt Chamina, I need a pasuk over here. I need a drasha over here, because I would have thought Ho'ol V'Ksiv U'mina Tzon Kiman D'Ksiv Yachtav Dami, that since it says U'mina Tzon, that it's ki'ilu, it said yachtav, and that's why you, and I would think you need to bring both bakar and tzon, two karbanos, one bakar, one tzon. That's why the pasuk has to tell me that no, that ratza echad, maybe ratza shnayim, maybe if you want to bring one, that's fine. If you want to bring two, that's fine. So Rashi explains that which Rabbi Yochanan says that the Torah has to say dafka the word yachtav, and it's not enough to have a vava chibur to say that that they need to bring both, is to explain that it means they have to bring both of them dafka. That's only by a pasuk, that's only true by the pasuk of being mekalel av ve'eim, because over there was no alternative formulation, meaning you could not have said u'mekalel aviv imo mos yumas. That was not a possibility, because if you were to say u'mekalel aviv imo mos yumas, you would assume the pasuk means if your father curses your mother, then mos yumas. Meaning not that a person curses his father and his mother. So it had to say the vav over there. So over there, since the vav was necessary in the basic pasuk, so that's why we needed yachtav to tell me that the two of them are together. But that's why I would have needed yachtav to tell me that you would have to do both aviv and imo. And without yachtav, it means aviv or imo. But in a regular pasuk where you have an alternative formulation of not having that extra vav, so just having the extra vav is enough. That would be the equivalent of saying yachtav. That's how Rashi learns. The Rashash is just bothered by that, because the pasuk says v'ish asher yikalel es aviv ve'es imo, and it doesn't really leave much room for error on that. From that angle, that it doesn't really leave much room to say that it means that the father is cursing the mother. It says in the pasuk beferish, it's an ish asher yikalel S aviv ve'es imo. So the Achronim work on that kasha on Rashi. But either way, the Gemara is telling us, since it says u'minatzon, then it doesn't say minabakar minatzon, it says u'minatzon, that's the same as saying yachtav. So Rabbi Yoshia da Amar, afal gav deloksiv, kemandachsiv yachtav dami, and according to Rabbi Yoshia, who on the pasuk of ki ish asher yakala lasav ve'asimo mosimas, says that even though it doesn't say ki ish asher yakala lasav ve'asimo Yachtov Mosimas, it's as if it says Yachtov, and therefore the pasuk needs to be megalit to me that even if you're only mekalel one of them, you're also going to be chayiv. I need an extra drasha to teach that to me. So over here by the pasuk of Minabakar o Minatzon Taviu as Karbanchem, we should also explain that it means that someone who's misnadiv to bring a karban has to bring both of them, and therefore libay yikra. We need a pasuk to tell me that that's not the case, and that bringing one karban or the other is enough. So how can he say that mina bakar o minatzon, that it says by the Parshas Nesachim, is coming to be mema'it olas ha'of from Nesachim? No, I need it for this drasha itself to tell me that it's one or the other, not one and the other. So answers the Gemara, no, you don't need to darshan from the pasuk and Parshas Nesachim, because haksiv, it already says by the Parsha of the Karban Ola, im ola karbano mina bakar, and it says vi minatzon karbano. So it sounds like you could bring an ola from just bakar, you could bring an ola from just sown. So therefore, I don't need to bring both of them together. So the Torah already learns, so we already learned from the Torah that one of them is enough, that you don't have to bring both bakar and sown. So what's the pasuk and the parsha of Nesachim telling me? Ah, that must be telling me that an oaf does not require Nesachim v'idach. And what about Rabbi Yonasan, who holds that we need the pasuk and Parshas Nesachim to tell me not to bring both bakar and sown? What's he going to answer to Rabbi Yoshia's taina that we already know that from the Parsha of Ola, I don't need that. I don't need the Parsha of Nesachim to teach me that. So he'll say, itzrich, that even though it says it in the Parsha of Ola, that bakar or tzon, that you don't have to bring both, you can bring one or the other, I still need it to tell it to me again in the Parsha of Nesachim, because salka taita chamina hanimili b'mefarish, that when do we say that that by Parsha of Ola they bring mina bakar alone or mina tzon alone? That's only if you say at the time of your neder that you're bringing one or the other. Avil bestama, but if you just say that you're going to bring a carbonola and you didn't say what you're going to bring, laisi mitravayu, I might have assumed that you have to bring both bakar and son. So kamash malan, that's why I need the pasuk in Parshas Nesachim, mina bakar o mina son, to tell me one or the other, and that you don't need to bring both of them. So now the Gemara goes weiter in the Braisa that we learned yesterday. Amar Mar, we said in the Braisa, toda minayin, how do I know that a carbon Toda requires Nesachim? Again, the whole daf is about Nesachim because we have this sweeping Mishnah, right? The Mishnah just said, every carbon needs Nesachim, and then it gave us the few exceptions of which carbonos do not require Nesachim. So we have to go through the whole parsha of Nesachim and derive what the halachos are, which do and which don't require Nesachim. So Amar Mar, we said in the Brice yesterday, Toda minayin, how do I know that carbon Toda requires Nesachim? Tam lomar, O Zevach. It's from the word O in O Zevach. So it says Gemara, Atu Toda lav Zevachu. I need the word O. Is the word Zevach not enough? If it just says Zevach, is a Toda not a Zevach? Is carbon Toda fundamentally is a zevach? It's got a lot of lachmei toda, but it is a zevach. So it says Gemara Isrich, I need the word O because salketai tchamin hol vikol lechem ba'ado lo tibay nesachim. I might think that the lechem takes the place of the nesachim since you have so many lachmei toda. So you already have something that goes along with the karban. So you don't need nesachim to go along with it as well. That the lechem is bimakom the nesachim. That's the way Rashi understands. Chidushim amichasim Rashi says, how could you say that the lechem is the nesachim of the toda? The nesachim you're menasich on the mizbeach. The lachmei toda you eat. They're not nisnasich al gabei mizbeach. So he suggests, I would have thought that it's also nitan legavah like other nisachim, but it's a gzeres hakasuv that the ochli lechem marzochem mishulchem gavoa, that you have such a concept of mishulchem gavoa kazachile, that this is also the gavoa and therefore would not require nisachim. So says Gemara, really that's what you would have thought, that the lachmei that carbon toda does not require nisachim because it already has lachmei toda umayshnami el nazir. It's not the only carbon that has bread that goes along with it. Why would it be any different than the carbon shlamim, the ayil that a nazir brings on the day that he concludes his nazirus, dikaba de lechem, that also has lechem that goes along with it. He brings 20 loaves of two different minim of rikikim and chalos mafa tanur, you know, 10 of each, ubay nesachim, and nevertheless it still requires nesachim, even though there are loaves that go along with it. So says Marna Salkai Khmina Hasam Shne Minim, Hacha Arba Minim. Yeah, but that's only two types of, by the El Nazar, it's only two types of chalos. Over here it's four types. So Kamash Mullah, and that's why the pasuk has to tell me that even by Karban Toda, which has four different types of lachmi toda, nevertheless it's still going to require nesachim. So now the Bryce had said that from Lefali Neder Ol Vinadava, we learn that that anything that's Bab Neder Ol Vinadava requires nesachim. So says Gemara, V'lichtov Rachmana Lefali Neder Ol Vinadava V'lo Ba'i Ola. Let the Torah just say that phrase, Lefali Neder Ol Vinadava, and it doesn't need to say Ola, because Ola is also something that's Bab Neder Ol Vinadava. So the word Ola seems to be extra once you tell me that anything that's Bab Neder Ol Vinadava gets nesachim. So says Gemara, no, Ilokas Rachmana Ola. If it didn't say Ola, Hava Amina, I would have darshan the psukim as a klal upradu klal as follows. That I would have said, Vasisa Mishala Hashem, that's klal. That the din nesachim is by any korban that's that goes onto the fires and is burnt on the mizbeach. Lefali neder of nedava prat. That tells me that only korban that's bab neder of nedava requires nesachim. And then lereach nichoa choser v'cholal. That any ola that's a reach nichoa, anything that goes up as a reach nichoach is going to require nesachim. So klal pratu klal yetodan elakan prat. And what's the rule when you have a klal pratu klal? It includes anything that is similar to that which is ba b'neder nedava, and therefore I would learn ma prat mufurish dover sheinu ba al chait av kol shein ba al chait. Just like that which is ba b'neder nedava is not coming to address a sin, so too any carbon that does not come to address a sin is going to require nesachim. Otzi chatos v'asham shein ba al chait, and I would exclude chatos and asham from nesachim, which they taka are excluded with the exception of the chatos and asham of mitzora, as we learned yesterday. But avi b'chor u'maisru pesach shein ba al chait, but b'chor maisru and pesach should require nesachim because they do not address an avera. And in order not to say this klal pradu klal to teach me that b'chor maisru and pesach require nesachim, that's why tamalomer ola. That's why the Torah needs to say the word ola to tell me that we should be marba ke'ena prat in a different way, in a way that excludes b'chor maisru pesach and not in a way that includes b'chor maisru pesach. Meaning we're not saying that we're not going to do a klal pradu klal. We're going to do a klal pradu klal, but it's not going to yield the limud that we would have yielded had it not had the word ola in the parsha as well. So hasha d'chziv ola, now that it says ola, which tells me to exclude b'chor maaser and pesach, so how do I learn the klal pral? Klal prat ma marbispei. When it calls a klal prat, but it means klal pratu klal. What exactly are we learning from the klal pratu klal? Meaning, after all, everything that requires nesachim is already written beferish in the parsha. So I don't even, meaning once I'm excluding the b'chor maaser and pesach from nesachim, so whatever needs nesachim is already spelled out in the parsha. So what is exactly am I going to learn from the klal prat to klal? So says Gemara, we dash as follows: ma prat, just like the prat which is ola ozevach lefale neder of nedava, is mefarah sheinu mechuyev va'omed, is a carbon that is not mechuyev va'omed, that is not a standing chiyuv and requires nesachim. So af kol sheinu mechuyev yomed, so too any carbon that is not a standing chiyuv and even though it's not bab b'neder or nedava, is going to require nesachim. Lahavi Vlados Kachim. That includes the Vlados of Kachim. When we say the Vlados of Kachim, it means the Vlad of a Shlamim. An Ola doesn't have a Vlad because an Ola is a male, right? So it doesn't have Vlad. So it means Vlados of Kachim, Utmurasan, or the Tmura of an Ola or a Shlamim, Va'ola Haba Min HaMasaros, or the extra Nesachim that would go, the Ketam Mizbeach that we learned about yesterday, that when they had extra Nesachim, they would use that to be able to purchase Karbanos Sola for when the Mizbeach was not otherwise occupied. V'asham shenita klari'iyah, or you have a carbon asham that the Bailim died, or the Bailim already got a kapar with a different carbon, where the halach is that it's supposed to go graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, and the money goes to nedava. So if you shechted it l'shem ola, it's an ola k'sheira, v'kol azvachim shenizbuchu shalol l'shman, and all the carbonos that when you shech shalol l'shman, the halach is that they're kosher, it's just not ola l'bailim l'shem chova, and therefore you have to bring the Bailim is still obligated to bring another carbon. So all of those carbonos are not in Neder or Nedava, but it's not Mechuyev HaOmed, meaning we would have thought that there's not much daylight between those two categories. There's that which you can volunteer, neder nedava, and that which is mechuyav yomed, that you have chiyuvim to bring. Is there something in between? Something that's neither of those categories? It's not a neder nedava, but it's also not a standing chiyuv. So yeah, all of these kabbalas that we just identified right now, they're not a mechuyav omed. You don't have to make a tamura. You're not supposed to make a tamura. You don't have to have a vlad kachim. It's just something that happens. So all of these things are things that happen, but they're not a neder nedava. They happened, and therefore you have to deal with it. You have to use them as kabbalas. So that's what we're including with the klal of pratu klal, to tell me that all of those things require nesachim, even though none of them are spelled out beferush in the parsha. We learn it from the klal of pratu klal that they're going to require nesachim. So essentially, there are four types of kabbalas. There's that which is ba benedar nedava. There's that which is like olos and shalmei nedava. There's that which is ba al chait, like a chatas and a nasham. There's that which is a chova, but it's not a chait, for like bechor meiser pesach. It's a chiyuv, but it's not ba'al chait. And then there are those that are not ba'al chait and are also not a chova, but they're also not a neder and a dava. And that's this last category that we just highlighted. So had the Torah not said the word ola, the prat of neder and a dava, I would have said is ke'ena prat, that anything that's not ba'al chait and b'chor ma'aser pesach would require nesachim. But now that the prat included ola ozevach neder and a dava, so the ke'ena prat is going to be that the bailim are not mechayiv in it, so it excludes b'char ma'aser pesach, where the bailim are mechayiv in it. They're excluded from the parsha of nesachim. What's included? So the vlados and the tamuros and whatever we just highlighted just now. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Now the Gemara darshins the word O that appears multiple times throughout the parsha of Nesachim, and we're going to try to account for each time the word O appears in the parsha of Nesachim. So Vahashta Damrit O. Now that that it says the word O in the pasuk of Asisam Yishal Hashem, it says Min Abakar O Minatzon Lidrasha, and we're saying that that's used for a drasha, which we already did. Meaning, once we're saying that O is being used for a drasha, Lefale Neder O Vinedava Lameli. Let's take an accounting of every O in the parsha. For example, Lefale Neder O Vinedava. What's that teaching me? So that's Lechalkam. That's to tell me that to be Mechalik and Neder and Nedava from one another. So Itzrich Salkadait Chamina. Because I would have thought that if it says had it said lefali neder unedava, I would have thought adamaisi neder unedava lo libay nesachim. That yes, nedarim and nedava require nesachim, but only if you bring both. Only if you bring a neder and a nedava does it require nesachim. So kamash b'lan. That's why it has to say lefali neder o v'nedava daisi neder luchudei libay nesachim v'yaisi nedava luchudei laisi nesachim. That if you bring just a neder, it requires nesachim. If you bring just a nedava, it requires nesachim. Says Gemara, Hanichal the Rabbi Yoshia. That fits very well according to Rabbi Yoshia. Back to that discussion by the Mekalel of the Vimo, that you need a special pasuk to tell me that you get punished even if you're Mekalel, Rachman son, only one of them, only Av or only Aim. So over here also, had it said Neder Unedava, I would have said you only bring nesachim when it's both of them. So that's why the pasuk says Neder Ov Unedava El Rabbi Yonasan. But Rabbi Yonasan says that you would never say Aviv V'Imo means both of them. As long as it doesn't say Yachtov, I would never imagine that it means both of them. It's automatic that it's one or the other, even without the word O. So Lamali, so what do I do with the word O over here when it comes to Neder or Nedava? It's automatic that it's one or the other. So Salkadait Chamin, I might have thought, I see Neder L'Chudei L'Bai Nisachim, I see Nedava L'Chudei L'Bai Nisachim, that yes, it's true that if you bring just a Neder, you need Nisachim, and if you bring just a nedava, you need nesachim. But I see neder nedava tiskim nesachim dechad. But I would have thought that if you bring both, then you're good enough with one set of nesachim, and that you're not going to need a separate nesachim for each one. So kamash b'lan. That's why the pasuk says l'fali neder ov nedava, that they're entirely independent chiyuvim, and therefore one or the other. Now, even if you bring both, you need two sets of nesachim. Obimoadechem Lamali, going weiter in the Parsha, the word O in Obimoadechem, what does that teach me? Salkatechamina Hanimili, the Kamaisi Ola Bineder Shlomim Binadava, Inami Ipcha. I would have said, yes, a Nedar need and Nedava each require independent Nesachim if they're two different Korbanos, that one is an Ola, one is a Shlomim. Avalhecha, the Kamaisi Ola Shlomim Bineder, Ola Shlomim Binadava, but I'm sorry, meaning that if it's, if I bring an Ola and a shlomim both as a nedava, meaning I would have thought that when do I say you need a separate nesachim for neder and a separate nesachim for a nedava? That's if you bring an ola as a neder and a shlomim as a nedava, or an ola as a nedava and a shlomim as a neder. But when you bring an ola and a shlomim both as a neder, inami ola ushlomim bin nedava, or you bring both an ola and a shlomim as a nedava, shem neder echad, shem nedava achasi. I would say, well, a neder is a neder, a nedava is a nedava. So I don't care how many different kabbarnas you're bringing as a neder, it's just one shame neder, and therefore one set of nesachim. V'tiskelib nesachim dechad. So kamash malon, o b'ma'adechem. That's why the extra word o tells me that no, each carbon that I'm bringing as a neder needs its own nesachim. Each carbon that I'm bringing as a nedava needs its own set of nesachim. So says Gemara, what about the following o? V'chisasa ben bakar ola O zavach lameli. So what do we learn from that O? So itzrich salka daitichamina. I would have thought hanimili. When do I say that you need nesachim for each and every carbon? Hecha dekamaisi ola ushlamim bineder inami ola ushlamim binedava. That's when you're bringing both an ola and a shlamim as a neder, or both an ola and a shlamim as a nedava. So each carbon needs its own nesachim. Aval hecha dekamaisi shtei olos chad bineder v'chad binedava. But if I bring two carbonos ola and I just happen to bring one as a neder, one as a nedava, inami shnei shlamim echem neder vechem nedava, or I bring two korbanos shlamim, I just happen to bring one as a neder, one as a nedava, ema shem shlamim achasi shem ola achasi. I may think no matter how many korban shlamims I bring, no matter how many korban olas I bring, you bring one set of the sachem for all the shlamims, one set of the sachem for all the olas, v'tiskelim nesachem t'chad. So kamash malan, that's why he has to tell me the O, that no, it's not one set of the sachem for the olas and one set of the sachem for the nedavos. So says the, ask the Gemara, lefali neder o shlamim lamali. When it says lefali neder o shlamim, what's that o teaching me? So salka taitichamina, I would have imagined hanimili hechid maisi shtei olos chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava inami shnei shlamim chad b'neder v'chad b'nedava. Yes, we just learned that if you're bringing two karbanos ola, one as a neder, one as a dava, you need two separate sets of nesachim. If you bring two karbanos shlamim, one as a neder, one as a dava, you need two separate sets of nesachim. Aval hechid maisi shtei olos b'neder, Ushtei olos binadava, but if you're bringing two of the same type of carbon, both as an eder, or two of the same type of carbon, both as an adava, so inami shtei shlam binader, shtei shlam binadava, shem ola echaru, shem neder echaru, v'tiskei binasachem dechad. I would think in that case you only need to bring one set of nesachem, because not only is it are they both the same type of commitment, they're both a neder, let's say, but they're also both the same type of karban. They're both an ola, right? So I would think that it's, or they're both a shlamim. So I would think that it only needs one set of nesachim. So kamash malan, that's what that o is coming to teach me. So essentially we're saying that there are four psukim with the word o in it to tell me four different limudim. That first to tell me that you bring the nesachim on a neder and a nedava separately, even if you're bringing both the neder and nedava at the same time. And we don't say that one set of nesachim is good enough. Second, that you bring the nesachim on each and every neder and each and every nedava, even if you bring shtei nedarim or shtei nedavos together, we don't say, since they're both coming as a result of a neder, you only bring one set of nesachim. Third, that you bring nesachim on each and every ola and on each and every shlamim, even if you bring multiple olos at the same time or multiple shlamims at the same time. And then finally, we said they bring nesachim on each and every ola and each and every shlamim, even if all the olos are in the same category. They're all a neder, or they're all a nedava. Each of the shlamim are in the same category. They're all a neder. They're all a nedava. Then even in that case, where everything is the same, and you would think that it's good enough to have one set of nesachim, it is not. So we had said from the words minabakar o minatzon, Rabbi Yoshia uses that pasuk minabakar o minatzon to tell me that oaf does not get nesachim. And Rabbi Yonasan, we had said earlier, darshins that a person who's noder in ola is not chayv to bring a tzona and and bakar. He could do one or the other. He doesn't need the word o in the pasuk to exclude oath. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia, hi mina bakar o mina tzol namali. What does Rabbi Yoshia use the word o for? So salka daiti chamina, he says that I would have thought that hani mili, when do we say that each carbon gets its own nesachim? That's betray mini. That's if you have two types of animals. You have bakar and you have tzon. Avul b'chad mina. But if you have two karbanos that are both the same type of animal, tiskele b'nesachim d'chad, then you only need one set of nesachim. So kamashma, and that's what the word O is telling me. That even if you have two karbanos that are both bakar, or two karbanos that are both tzon, and they're both ashlamim, and they're both benedava, still you need two separate types of two separate sets of nesachim. So it says Gemara, it says kachatasu le'echad. So it sounds like you bring nesachim for each and every one. Lamali, what's that coming to teach me? We already went through all the limudim that you bring a separate nesachim for each and every one. So salkadai dechamina hanimili baza acharzet. I might have thought that that's only if we're bringing the karbanos in succession to one another, avol bebas achas. But if you were makdish all of them at the same time, multiple karbanos simultaneously, so tiskli ben nesachim dechad. In such a case, I would have imagined that you only have to bring one set of nesachim. So kamashmal, and therefore comes to tell me that you still have to bring two sets of nesachim. So in addition to the original four limudim that we had from the O's, right, that as similar as the karbanos are to one another, you need to bring separate sets of nesachim. We now have two more limudim about similar kabanos, that even if they're the same min, and even if they were, you were makdish them at the same time. Okay, then the Mishnah had said that ela shechatos shel mitzvah v'asham tol nesachim. And normally chatos and nesachim do not require nesachim, with one exception. The chatos and the asham of a mitzvah do require nesachim. So it says, well, okay, if it's an exception, there's got to be a source for it. So mina animili. How do I know that that's the case? That the chatos and nesachim of a mitzvah require nesachim. The Tana Rabban, we have a brisa that it says by a mitzvah who becomes tar in this week's parsha, and it says shlosha esrodim solas mincha blula b'shemen. So b'mincha boim azevach hakas medaber. We're talking about a minchas nesachim. It's a mincha that's brought together with a zevach. He's bringing three kvasim, one for an ola, one for a chatos, one for an asham. So he brings three esronim of a mincha, one isaron for each of the animals that he's bringing. At omer b'mincha ba mazevach, omer el b'mincha ba b'fnei atzma. Are you sure that this is that the pasuk is talking about a mincha that comes together with a zevach? Maybe it's telling us that aside from the three kvasim, he also brings a fourth karban, which is a mincha that's three esronim, a flower, and it's just a fourth karban. It's not a mincha ba mazevach. It's not something that goes along with the zevach. Ah, kishu omer, when the pasuk then says vehela kohen es ha'ola ve'es ha'mincha havyom mincha ba'im ha'zevach ha'kosu medaber, that pasuk sounds like it's talking about a mincha that comes on account of the ola, and that must be a minchas nesachim. But still v'adayin eini yodea im mitu'una nesachim im lav. But I still wouldn't know from what it says in Parshas Metzora if the chatos and the asham require nesachim or not, because it doesn't say, it only says the minchas nesachim. It doesn't say whether it requires yayin. It doesn't say anything else, right? So does it require nischa yayin? So tamalomer. That's why in the pasuk of it, by the parsha of the nesachim, it says v'yayin la nesach reviyasin tase al ha'ola ola zevach lekevas ha'echad. The Torah didn't have to say o al ha'ola ola zevach. It already said that prior to that. So must be ola zo olas mitzora. The extra word ola is coming to tell me an olas mitzora zevach zo chatos mitzora, ola zevach zo asham mitzora. So there you have it, that the chatos of the mitzora and the asham mitzora both require nesachim. So the Gemara says that the end of the brisa tells us that we need nesachim for an ola, chatos, and an asham of a mitzora. So the Gemara says, why do I need separate ribuyim for the chatos and the asham of a mitzvah? Meaning, why does the Bais have to tell me that a chatos and mitzvah needs nesachim, and that an asham of a mitzvah needs nesachim from two separate limudim? V'teplei tarvayim mizevach. Why can't you learn both of them just from the word zevach? After all, damar mar, when it comes to a nazir, where the Torah says that after he goes through the giluach, he puts the hair that he shaved off under the pot that's cooking the besar ashlamim in the fire, and the pasuk pasuk says in Parshas Naso that v'lokach sar rosh nizro v'nasan al esha sher tachas zevach hashlamim. He puts it in the fire that's underneath the pot that's cooking the zevach hashlamim. So chatas v'asham minayin. How do I know the chatas of a nazir tahar and the asham of a nazir tameh, that if he puts the hair tachas adud where they're cooking, where those respective karbanos are cooking, that he's yotze tamalomar zevach. That's why it says zevach. So apparently the word zevach alone is enough to tell me both. Meaning the Torah could have said asher tachas hashlamim. From the fact that it says zevach hashlamim, we say that it must be the chatos nashim are also included in this mitzvah. That it's not only the karban shlamim of a nazir that's included in this mitzvah of taking the hair and putting it in the fire. It's also true of both the chatos and the asham. So apparently one word is enough to tell me both chatos and asham. So in our case as well, by the mitzvah, we should say that we can derive chatos and asham of mitzvah, both required nesachim, just from the word zevach alone. Why do I need two separate drashos? Says the Gemara, hani mili, the fact that you can learn both chatos and asham from one word zevach is only heichud etravayu ki adani ninu. That's only when the chatos and the asham are equal to one another, like by a nazir, where they're both coming to be machshir him and to be matir him. The chatos is matir him b'shtias yayin and tiglachas, and the asham is machshir him to begin a new naziris tahara. Aval heichud asham lachshir v'chatos l'chaper. But in our case, where the asham is coming to be machshir and the chatos is coming to be mechaper, by the mitzvah, the asham is machshir him to be nichnas to the machna shechina, which up until that point he was not allowed to go into, and the chatos is being mechaper for the averos that he did to earn himself tzara'as in the first place. Tzara'as doesn't come out of nowhere. The Gemara in Arachin Daf Tazayin says that Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amr Rabbi Yochanan al shiva dvarim negayim bayin. There's one that's more famous than the rest, right? But negate tzara'as come for seven different averos. First one on the list is lashon hara, but you know there are other big ones on the list. Shvichas damim negayim come. Shvuah Shav, Gilei Arayus, Gasa Saruach, Gezel, Tzara Sa'ayin, some are Midos, some are Averos, so whatever it is, but there are a lot of things that lead to Negaim. So you need a Kapara for those things. So that's why Bina Shrei Kray, that's why I need two Psukim, and I cannot derive one from the other, because the Chatos and the Yashem of Mitzora are what they serve to accomplish are so different from one another that I cannot learn them from the same Pasuk. So the Gemara says, why do I is the Brisa Marba Karbanos of a Mitzvah Dafka? Meaning, from the word Zevach, we said, oh, it must be that when the word Zevach appears in the Parsha of Nesachim, it must be that a Mitzvah's Chatos Nasham need Nesachim. I don't know, Zevach zo chatos mitzora, ve'ema zo chatos v'asham denazir. Maybe the word Zevach should teach me that the chatos and asham of a nazir require nesachim. Meaning it didn't give any indication in the parashah of nesachim that we're talking about a mitzora. It just said the word Zevach. So we said, oh, must be that it's about a mitzora. Must be. Why would it be about a mitzora? So how do I know that it's about a mitzora? So lo salkadaitach, it cannot be about a nazir. Titania, because the Braisa darshins as follows, that in the pasuk of a nazir, it says umin chasam v'niskehem. So ba'olaso u'bishlama v'akasam medaber. And the Bryce says that's talking about the ola and the shlamim of a nazir, that he brings the nesachim with it, not a chatas. Atom ba'olaso u'bishlamav o'eino elafilu chatas. So are you sure? Maybe even the chatas of a nazir requires nesachim. Tamlomar ves ha'ayil yasa zevach shlamim umin chasam v'nisko. That ayil beklal haya. That ayil was already included in every other carbon of a nazir, where it already said umin chasam v'nisko. So why does the Torah then single it out if it was already included in the more general din that the karbanos of a nazir require in Sachim? Must be the hakish elav, to make a hakish. Ma'ayil miyuchad babinadur nadava, just like an ayil is unique in that it is a karban shlamim, which normally could come binadur nadava, and it requires in Sachim. Avkal babinadur nadava. So too, any of the karbanos nazir that would normally be babinadur nadava would require in Sachim. Namely, the ola of a nazir, but the chatos of a nazir, the asham of a nazir, those are karbanos that are not babinadur nadava, and therefore they do not require nesachim. So from that hekesh, I know that the word zevach in the parsha of nesachim cannot be teaching me that the asham and the chatos of a nazir require nesachim, because I've already excluded the asham and the chatos of a nazir from nesachim. Ola zu olas mitzora. The Brisa then went on to say that ola is a reference to olas mitzora. Ve'ema olas yeledas. How do you know that the word ola comes to tell tell me an olas mitzvah requires nisachim. Maybe it's an olas yoledes, and it's coming to tell me that an olas yoledes requires nisachim. Karenor says, why would we say an olas yoledes more so than an olas mitzvah? Meaning, to ask a question, there's got to be a reason. We said, oh, olas mitzvah needs nisachim. So, and I learned it from the word ola. So the Gemara is asking, no, maybe not olas mitzvah, maybe it's olas yoledes. Once I learned ola zevach, that chatas and nashim of mitzvah require nisachim, doesn't stand to reason that if even the chatas and asham are going to need nisachim, that the ola of a mitzvah is going to need nisachim. So it's the most logical thing to include. So this question is a little bit strange. I mean, why would I say olas yoledes? I see by mitzvah that there's a din of there's an extra din of nisachim. So the Karanora says, no, the Gemara is not asking to exclude an olas mitzvah. It's saying, shouldn't olas mitzvah be self-understood that it requires nisachim? Even the chatas nashim of mitzvah requires nisachim. So an ola of mitzvah, of course, requires nisachim. And therefore, ola should be free to teach me olas yoledes. So I'm Rabbi, olas yoledes, me say for the kronafka. No, I already have another pasuk that tells me that an olas yoledes requires nisachim. Titanya. Because the Brisa teaches me that Rabbi Nassan Omer, it says in the parsha of Nesachim, La Keves, Zo Olas Yoledes, Ha Echad, Ze Achad Asar Shal Meiser, Shekar of Shlamim, Shalomatsin, La Bekal Torah, Sheetav Chomer Mene Iker. That's the 11th animal by Meiser Behema, that also, which is brought as a Karmen Shlamim, that also requires Nesachim, because that's counterintuitive, because we never find the Tafel that's more Chomer Mene Iker. Meaning, what exactly is the case? You're counting out your animals from Meiser Behema. So you put all the animals in a pen, you open the door just to drop so that one animal come out at a time, and you start counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for me, and you mark the 10th one, that's Rosh Hashem, that's going to be the Meiser Behema, that's going to be a Karban. And you accidentally miscount, and you mark the 11th one as 10. So the 10th one is Meiser Behema, and that does not require Nesachim, because we said that Bechor, Pesach, and Meiser are excluded. They're exceptions to the rule. They don't require Nesachim. But the 11th one, which is a fake Meiser Behema, it wasn't really the 10th one, that's going to require Nesachim. That's totally counterintuitive. That I need a drasha for in the Pasuk. Another answer, Rava Amar. Rava says, don't ask why we learn from Zevach that a Chatas and Nashim Nazir, and from Ola that an Ola Siyoledas, because in the Pasuk of Ola Zevach, there are three Ribuyim. So it must be that we're coming to include a type of situation that requires three karbanos. A mitzvah has three karbanos. He has a chatas, he has an asham, and he has an ola. Whereas by a nazir and a yoledes, you don't need three ribuyim. And therefore, I'm not going to use this pasuk to teach about a nazir and to teach about a yoledes. I'll use this pasuk to teach about a mitzvah. So la'ayil, the pasuk then in Parshas Nesachim says la'ayil. So lamali, why does it have to say that? After all, we already said niskei ayil are included in the parsha of the Musafim. It says v'shnei asrim solus min chabul b'shem in la'ayil ha'echad. So why do I need in the parsha Nesachim to repeat? So Amar Rav Sheshes, the rabbi will say l'shal Aaron. That's to tell me that the ayil that Aaron, that the Kohen Gadol's makrav on Yom Kippur, it requires Nesachim as well. That even though it's his own karban, it's his own ayil that he's bringing on Yom Kippur, that also requires Nesachim. Elu shal Aaron mi b'mo'adechem nachfka. But I already know that one from b'mo'adechem. So sadek darichan mi d'tzibra of diachado. Now I would have thought b'mo'adechem only includes karban tzibor, but not a karban yachid. Now, why is the ayil shel Aaron any different than an olas yoledes, which is a karban yachid and requires nisachim? So, by ayil shel Aaron also, I should learn from olas yoledes. So, salka taitichamina. No, I would have thought that you can't learn ayil shel Aaron from olas yoledes, because hani mili, when the Torah says that an olas yoledes needs nisachim, davar shein kavul uzman, because an olas yoledes can come whenever. Avul davar shein kavul uzman, but the ayil that's brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is only on Yom Kippur. Say emalo, I would think it does not require nisachim kamashmal, and that's why I need a separate limud. O la'ayil amali, what does the word o teach me? The rabbi says hapalgas, to tell me that the nisachim of a palgas are the same as the nisachim of an ayil. What is a palgas? So when an animal, when this animal is in its first year of life, we call it a keves. When it's 13 months old and older, we call it an ayil. What about that 1 month in between? That's when it's called called a palgas. So it has the nesachim of an ayil. So hanich l'Rabbi Yochanan d'amar priyahu. That works very well to tell me there's a riboy in the pasuk about it. If you hold that it's like its own category, ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Para hikrivum mevi olav niske ayil ve'ina ola lo mizivcho va'amar Rabbi Yochanan ola ayil l'rabul sesapalgas. It tells me that a palgas requires nesachim like an ayil because it's not a keves, it's not an ayil, it's something else. El bar pada damar maisi umasni. But according to bar pada, who says that you bring it and you make a tanai, that if it's a keves and I have extra nesachim here, so those extra nesachim should be bab and a dava. I have to make a tanai because it's one or the other. Disveku, I just don't know which one it is. So it's rechala rabbi sveka. I need a pasuk to tell me that it requires nesachim if it can only be either an ayil or a keves, and both an ayil and a keves I already know require nesachim. So obviously this requires nesachim. It's either an ayil or it's a keves. So vaday lebar pada kasha says where yeah it's taka difficult. Then it says kachias l'shore echaru layil echaru l'sebek bakvasim over izim. So we already said the niske shor ayil and se, and the pasuk is obviously here for some sort of drasha. So l'shore echad matam lomer l'fisha matzinu shechalak hakasuv be niske ayil l'niske keves. So we know that an ayil which is 2 years old has a different nesachim than a keves which is 1 year old. So yachal or in its first year. Yachal nechalik be niske par l'niske egel. I might think in with cows we should do the same thing, that a par that's 2 years old is different nesachim than a 1 year old egel. Tamlom l'shor ha'echad. So that's what l'shor ha'echad tells me, that they have the same nesachim. O la'ayil ma tamlom l'fisha matzinu shechol kasuv be niske ben shana l'niske ben shtayim. We find that a keves and an ayil are different from one another. Yachal nechalik be niske ben shtayim l'niske ben shalosh. I might think that a 2 and 3 year old should be different than one another. Tamlomer ola ilahecha. That tells me 2 and 3 year old are the same. Ola sebek bakvasim matamlomer levisha matzinu shchol kasuv beniske keves leniske ayil. Since we say there is separate chiyuvim of nesachim for a keves and an ayil, yachal nechalik beniske kivsa leniske rechela. That in the female version of things as well. Tamlomer ola sebek vasim. That it's the same when it comes to the kevels. Ovi izim matamlomer. What do I learn from ovi izim? Levisha matzinu shchol kasuv beniske keves leniske ayil yachal nechalik beniske gedi. That by goats also we should be mechalek. Tamlomer ovi izim. Amar Rav Papa, Badiklan Rava. Rava asked us, niske rechela bekama. When you have a rechela that's a bashtei shanim, how much nesachim do you bring? And he wanted to know if we knew to be mechalek between the zachar and the keva, that it's only by a zachar that it makes a difference how old it is. Upashin le mimasnisan, and we reposhate the safek from a mishnah that gedi meshamesh niske tzon shel gedolim vishal ketanim. That it's only by an ayil that it's different. So originally the Mishnah said that the din of nesachim is the same for tzon, whether they're gedolim or ketanim, and then said that elim are different than kvasim. So it must be that elim are different than kvasim is if they're male, but if they're female, it's all going to be the same, and therefore we knew how to answer Rava's question. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.